Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 18th of February, The Manifestation of Sonship. Wonderfully, God has promised that once we are established as part of His messenger administration, the creation will herald our coming in the same way that it declares the glory of God. He said, "You shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands." This will happen once the Father has taken His seat. It is the manifestation of the sons of God. God has drawn near to man and taken him out of creation. He has given to man ears to hear His word and a heart that is able to respond to His word when He speaks to him. The Lord God did this when He breathed into the biological body of man and he became a living identity endowed with the dignity and accountability of choice. God has given to man more than we see in nature, for nature is only the expression of the glory of God. God has given to man the privilege and right to share His glory with him if we choose the offer that He has extended to us. This is the offer to become His children. The Word of God is the expression of who God is. The invisible things of God have been revealed in creation. However, eyes have not seen in creation, nor have ears heard, naturally or through the dialogue of science, what God is now proclaiming to us through the person of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is anointing with illumination the messengers whom Christ has chosen. Their work is to proclaim to mankind the mystery and majesty of God, which is Christ in you, the hope of your glory. This is briefly how the Apostle Paul explained the means by which man would obtain the glory of God. The references used in today's devotions are Isaiah chapter 55 verse 12, Proverbs 20 verse 12, Romans chapter 1 verse 20, and Colossians chapter 1 verse 27. For further study, Ephesians chapter 3.